November 6, 1922. The little lambs of the heart of Jesus. The will of God crystallizes the soul. Knowledge of the palace of the divine will. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen, holding many little lambs in his arms, some leaning on his breast, some on his shoulders, some clinging to his neck, some on the right, some on the left of his arms, and some with their little heads peeping out from within his heart. However, the feet of all these little lambs were all inside the heart of our Lord, and the nourishment he gave to them was his own breath. They were all turned with their mouths toward the mouth of my sweet Jesus to receive the nourishment of his breath. It was really beautiful to see how Jesus took greatest delight, all intent on nourishing them and delighting with them. They really seemed many births come out of his most holy heart. Then, turning to me, he told me, "My daughter, these little lambs that you see in my arms are the children of my will, legitimate births from my supreme volition. They will come out from within my heart, but will keep their feet in the center of my heart, so that they may take nothing from the earth and may concern themselves with nothing but me alone. Look at them, how beautiful they are, how clean and well fed they grow, nourished by my breath alone. They will be the glory, the crown of my creation." Then he added, "My will crystallizes the soul. And just as when any object is placed close to a crystal, another object is formed within it, fully similar to the one which is placed in front of it. In the same way, my will reflects everything it does in these souls, crystallized by my power, and they repeat and do what my supreme will does. And since my will is present everywhere, in heaven, on earth, and in every place, these souls, containing my will within them as their own life, wherever my will acts, like crystal, they absorb it into themselves, and they repeat my act. So, as I act, I take greatest delight in placing myself in front of them to see my own action being repeated in them. They are my mirrors, and my will multiplies them for each act it does, and everywhere. Therefore, there is not one created thing in which they are not present, in the creatures, in the sea, in the sun, in the stars, and even in the empyrean. And my will receives from the creature the requital of my act in a divine manner. This is also the reason why I love so much that the living in my will be known, to multiply more of these mirrors, rendered as crystals by my will, so as to have my works repeated in them. Then will I not be alone anymore, but I will have the creature in my company. I will have her with me, intimately with me, in the depth of my will, almost inseparable from me, as if she had just come out of my womb when I created her, having followed no other ways contrary to my will. How happy I will be." On hearing this, I said to him, "My love and my life, I still cannot convince myself How is it possible that no saint has done your most holy will always and has lived in the way you're now saying in your volition? And Jesus, ah, my daughter, you still do not want to convince yourself that one can take as much light, grace, variety, value for as much as one knows. Surely, there have been saints who have always done my will, but they took of my will as much as they knew. They knew that doing my will was the greatest act, that which honored me the most, and which brought sanctification. And with this intention, they did it. And this is what they took, because there is no sanctity without my will. And no good, no sanctity, whether small or great, can come out without it. You must know that what my will was, it is, and will be. It has not changed in anything. But insofar as it manifests itself, so does it make known the variety of its colors, of the effects and values it contains. And not only does it make itself known, but it gives to the soul the variety of its colors, effects and values. Otherwise, why make them known? My will acted like a great lord, who has displayed his most extensive and sumptuous palace. To the first ones he pointed out the way to reach his palace, to the second the door, to the third the stairs, to the fourth the first rooms, and to the last ones he opened all the rooms, making them the owners and giving them all the goods which are in it. Now, the first ones have taken the goods which are on the way, the second, the goods which are at the door, superior to those which are on the way, the third, those are the stairs, the fourth, those are the first rooms, where there are more goods, and they are kept more safely. The last ones, the goods of the entire palace. So my will has done. It had to make known the way, the door, the stairs, the first rooms, to be able to move on into the whole immensity of my will and to show them the great goods which are in it, and how the creature operating in these goods that my will contains acquires the variety of its colors, of its immensity, sanctity and power, and of all my operating. In making something known, I give and impress in the soul that divine quality which I make known. If you knew under what mighty waves of graces you are, when I move on to make you know other effects of my will, and how, like a skillful painter, I portray in your soul, with the most vivid colors, the effects, the different values that I make you know, you would remain crushed under my waves. But, compassionating your weakness, I sustain you. And while I sustain you, I impress more within you that which I tell you. Because if I speak, I act. Therefore, be attentive and faithful.